from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Underground pyramid investment schemes now operating in Tobago. Bermuda's premier-elect looks at the challenges ahead for the Bermuda United Party. And a 10-day reprieve in the case of a 7-year-old girl faced with being sent back to Jamaica. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The European pyramid game has reached Tobago. Already hundreds of Tobagonians have invested thousands of dollars in the unregulated get-rich scheme. Tony Fraser tells us about a game which has been attracting visitors to a sure thing.
The meeting that attracted investors on the weekend was very well attended at one of the best hotels on the island. Interestingly, the audience was made up of 90% women. One observer concluded is that women are either better judges of a good thing or they are more gullible. The salesman was one of those slick-talking types, the kind who have the reputation of being able to sell ice to Eskimos. On the day, his basic pitch was to get each person in the room to come up with $400 to buy into the game. Each investor would then have to go out and find additional investors. The more investors found, the quicker the original investor gets to move up to the top notch of the game and closer to the grand prize of $19,200. The game has been going for about a month, mostly undercover, but no one has yet cashed in. But of course, the banker has been drawing down on his investment. But there are some very down-to-earth Tobagonians who will not be taken in.